Well, all right, it's recording.
All right,
welcome to the Naeem Fazel podcast, guys. This is an experiment, I guess.
Yeah.
To try to figure out what happens. I got my buddy here, Vinny. What's up, Vinny?
What's up, man? I'm excited for this. I think it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, I think so too. So this is the first one, and he's gonna be seeing Vinny around. He's going to be playing host as well. But our first one, we wanted to just kick off by letting you guys know why are we doing a podcast, right? And so we were actually playing around with the idea, like, should we call it, right? What was it?
We were going with maybe like Hope for All podcast or the Vinny Candelore podcast.
No. We were never considering the Vinny Candelore podcast, by the way.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I think that was in your head.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
Must have dreamt it.
Yeah. See, it says Naeem Fazel.
Oh. Okay, cool.
So, we'll go with that. You made the graphic.
I already made the graphic.
So you made the graphic for that, so...
We'll stick with it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're changing your name. You can change your name. That's more likely to happen than the podcast changing. Anyways.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. So, what is this podcast about? What are we doing? And I think to set the tone, we want to talk about a lot of issues concerning faith and people's journey towards faith. And so, if you guys are tuned in, here's the goal. The goal is to really reclaim this message and this movement of Jesus. And so, we're playing around with the idea of calling it the Hope for All podcast, because I think that as people and as humanity moves through time, it's searching for spirituality and searching for meaning and purpose. And so, I'm going to be sharing probably episode 2 or 3 about my faith journey. But Vinny, isn't it true that we all come from very different backgrounds? Like, you came from a very different background, right?
Yeah. So I grew up in Pittsburgh and was born and raised there. Moved here to Charlotte a little bit over 2 years ago now. I didn't grow up in the church. I grew up, I would say, like, my church was a football field. I think that was like where I spent like most
nice.
Of my time, where I found most of my community. But yeah, so it was definitely different than, you know, I didn't grow up going to Sunday school. My wife, Lindy, did. So we have like a little bit of, even just in our own household, a little bit of a different kind of background as far as, you know, what our church.
Right. So what, I mean, was it a denomination did you grow up in?
I actually just grew up outside of the church completely. So I didn't go to a church growing up. Lindy was in the Catholic Church. So she went through her first Holy Communion and all that stuff. And so I remember looking back, and I've been with her since 7th grade, so when she was going through all that. And I remember, like, I always felt like a connection to God, and I was raised, I knew that Jesus, who he was, and I knew the Bible and things like that, but just never found, like, the community sense of my faith. And it was all, like, personal. Like, I prayed, I believed, but there was no, like, outward act. If that makes
right.
sense.
Right, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
I had a different kind of view. For me, your spirituality was about yourself. It was about, you know, what do I got to do to be a better person kind of thing. And so, you know, when Lindy and I found the church, the first non-denominational church that we ever were a part of back in Pittsburgh, you know, it was like a whole different kind of mindset as far as what we pictured as what church
right.
could be.
Yeah.
And it's not just about me, it's about, you know, going out into the world. So it just was, you know, it was unique, it was different. But I'm sure there's other people out there similar to that, you know, growing up in a different form of Christianity or a different form of, you know, whether it's Catholicism or whatever, so.
Yeah, and you know, I think with this podcast, it's fascinating because it's, obviously it's, you know, it's from the U.S., and most people would probably have kind of your experience,
right.
I would say, in a sense. For me, I grew up a Sunni Muslim in Kuwait, but I'm actually Pakistani. Mm. And so I grew up in an Arab culture with an Arab religion, but yet I was... had a different expression because I was Pakistani, and my parents put me in an Indian school, which was confusing as well because I had to, grow up with all kinds of languages, and English is not even my first language. And so my faith journey was like being a Muslim, having a relationship with God was a very religious relationship, mm-hmm. I would say, because it was like I had things I was supposed to do. And what I mean by that is like we had these prayers, we're supposed to pray five times a day, and but connected to those was this washing ceremony, which was called the Al-Wudu, which I don't know if people know about them, but that was the most aggravating thing for me, because it's not like, oh, okay, we're gonna pray now, and I've got 15 minutes to do this, knock this out. No, I have to actually do the whole washing ceremony first. Dang. And it was a particular order, and then you spend 15 minutes on that, and then you find the prayer mat, and I mean sometimes you don't have to use it, but mostly you do if you can, and so if you have one, you're supposed to use it. You get that, and like just setting up for the actual prayer, and then it's not even in my language, it's in Arabic. And it's not like I'm speaking my heart in my language. No, it was actually prayers or sections of the Quran, which I was having to read mm-hmm. and recite.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I mean, I understand the reverence of
sure,
that.
Sure.
But I mean, you could just imagine. I mean,
yeah.
The disconnect from growing up as a teenager going, why am I doing all of this mm-hmm. if we're supposed to have this relationship? And are we even supposed to have a relationship? So I would say, as I was seeking God, I don't know if I was actually ever thinking that I would have a personal relationship. I mean, I just thought I would be religious.
Sure.
And like, you know, the Americans had their deal, and the, you know, and the Jewish people had their deal, and the Hindus had their deal, and Muslims had theirs. And mm-hmm. we just kind of, we're doing the same thing with different expressions.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think even just for me, like, it was similar. Like, I had, like, this personal, you know, I prayed, I but it was always like, what is my faith really have to do with you in
right.
Kuwait? Like, it just was no connect for it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It was just like, because it was a personal thing. If I didn't pray one day, the only person that would know was me, and it's there's no community of people to, like, lift me up and keep me accountable and to just kind of now see that, this, like, journey that I'm on and like, coming alongside you here at Mosaic, it's just really kind of connected some dots that I never even knew, you know, growing up were
right.
there to connect.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, if that makes sense, but it's just, I mean, I'm still kind of green as far as my walk with God. I mean, 2014?
Right.
So that's not that long ago, so.
Yeah, you know, recently I was reading about our the galaxies. I know it's kind of crazy, but I was thinking about like we exist in the Milky Way galaxy. And in the galaxy, there's about, in any typical galaxy, there's about 100,000 million stars in our galaxy.
It's a decent amount.
Right. So in our galaxy, in our one galaxy, there's 100,000 million stars.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Now, there are 10 million galaxies that we know of.
Okay. So if my math is correct.
Which is, yeah, try that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as I thought about that, I thought, there is so much we just don't know, yet there is so much that Jesus wants to communicate or has kind of laid the foundation to communicate.
Yeah.
And so this pursuit of humanity towards a relationship with God is a real thing, but yet we're just a small part of a bigger mm-hmm. plan picture. And I'm excited about this podcast because I think this idea of reclaiming the message and movement of Jesus is really this, this investigation of, could the scriptures mean even more than what we think they mean? Mm. Could there be a real valid truth to having to reclaim something because the message of Jesus has been hijacked, maybe it's been tainted, painted over, mm-hmm. And maybe it needs to be reclaimed a little bit. Maybe it sure. needs some work of what do you call that? What do you do when you sand it? So yeah, you sand
kind of like stripping it down to its like base,
right?
And like kind of working from scratch almost.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I think, and for this podcast, I think what's encouraging for me is to be part of something that allows people to start, like you said, from base. Like, hey, what if we just strip everything down and just start mm-hmm. all over? And I think hopefully that as people subscribe to it and share this, you would journey with us and we would be able to help people kind of go, okay, let's just start from zero.
Sure.
Like, what does it kind of look like to have an adult faith, maybe a new faith? Because I have talked to people now, just being in the States for like 25 plus years, that, you know, there's a lot of like theology, which is basically this idea of what God should act like, you know, mm-hmm. or yeah. his personality. I mean, that it seems like there are things that people used to believe they don't believe anymore. Mm-hmm. And or they've been tainted or damaged by or scarred by some of those beliefs. And so what does it look like to yeah. start from scratch?
And I'm excited as well, you know, for some of the conversations, just because, you know, when I started to kind of explore my faith and I didn't really know where to start. Like you said, like there was so much like fluff around it. You know what I mean? It was right. just like, this says that. What is the bare minimum that I need to like take from this?
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure there was a podcast at the time, maybe there was something that I could have done, but I just didn't know. You know, so I'm excited to kind of be that platform now that we can kind of just put out there and just you know, supply it for other people that were in my shoes,
yeah.
That were in your shoes. I mean, even 10 times what I was feeling, you right. were in a new country and trying to figure out what a blonde woman was, let alone who Jesus was.
Like. Yes, yes. It is, Chris, you know, you say, we joke about the whole blonde woman thing, but I don't think people realize. I mean, like, you grow up in a country that everybody looks like you and they're brown people and there's not much diversity.
Yeah.
It's super weird to be interacting with someone who has freckles. Like, what in the world is that? And eyes that are insanely yeah. different color.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah. Yeah. So this is going to be an interesting podcast. I hope you guys will join us and continue to kind of follow along with us. So subscribe to this, share it, and this is episode one. And so we want to just set the stage. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to reclaim this message of movement of Jesus, look at people's journey towards Jesus or towards God and where Jesus is actually in the story. And hopefully this podcast will be not one that gives you a lot of answers, but maybe ask the right questions mm-hmm. and is not afraid to just kind of sit there with no answer. Because not everybody believes in Jesus, and not everybody believes he's the Christ, and not everybody believes in God, and not everybody wants to know God. But I think there is one thing that's common to all of us. That there is a insatiable thirst within the human soul to discover and to find some meaning and purpose.
Something more.
And so, yeah, so this is a conversation that hopefully will lead people to that. So, subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Share it. Right, what else can they do, I guess? Check out our
subscribe,
website.
Subscribe, share, check out naeemfazel.org. We will keep you updated on there as well as your Instagram, Naeem Fazel. You can follow me on Instagram as well at Customized Calling. I'm sure I will echo kind of the things that you share on there as well to keep you guys in the loop. Awesome. Yeah, so whatever platform works best for you that you like to listen on, we're going to try to get it in there. We would like to even hear from you guys in between now and the next one that releases, maybe some topics that you would like to you know, like us to discuss, maybe some people that you would like us to interview. We want to hear from you. What would help you? We're here to serve through this podcast. So, yeah, let us know.
All right. Let's sign out,
do
right?
Do we have like a cool like sign out? Have you worked on that?
I don't know. Can you do some post-production music?
I think, I don't know. BP, where are you at, man? We need BP here. BP's our production guy at Mosaic. He could maybe come in here and... I guess not, guys. I guess this is it.
This is it. So,
uneventful.
Have a great day.
Yeah. See you guys.